Going to the KODY phone lines now as we have my good friend Chief Dan Hudson joining us of the North Platte Police Department. Now, Chief Hudson, is it still Chief Hudson or is it Admiral Hudson now?
Well, I guess it depends on who you're talking. I make my son, who's in the Navy, refer to me as Admiral now, but otherwise I think it's still just Dan.
Oh, Dan works too. You've been called worse by better, right?
I probably have.
Well, congratulations, Chief Hudson. That was a welcome surprise last Tuesday.
It was a surprise when you start seeing people walk in and you go, what's going on here? This is either good or bad.
I think the mayor mentioned as soon as you saw Mrs. Hudson come in, you knew something was up.
I did, yeah. I was listening that morning, too. And, yep, as soon as you walk in and she's sitting there, it's like, oh, boy.
Something's up.
Something's up.
I had reached out to Chief Hudson probably about, a couple minutes before the show came on because I've seen on social media that there's some individuals that are discussing having a protest today over at McKinley Education Center in regards to the public schools and masks and COVID response and those sorts of things. And I wanted to have Chief Hudson join us as he had a quick moment this morning to talk a little bit about some do's and don'ts of protests. Obviously, Chief Hudson, we've talked about this a little bit before. We as citizens of North Platte and citizens of our great country have the right to protest. But we just want to make sure that that's done in the right manner.
Absolutely. That's the beautiful thing about our Constitution and the First Amendment is the right to gather and protest. And you know, there's all kinds of different ones about petitioning the government and things like that. And we just would remind people that it is absolutely your constitutional right to gather and demonstrate and protest and voice your opinions. All we ask is that you do it safely, do it respectfully, as I guess there's actually nothing in the Constitution that says it has to be respectful, but we ask that it would be respectful. I think
sure.
Those kind of respectful demonstrations and protests go a lot farther when they're not respectful and peaceful. They kind of fall on deaf ears. So, you know, we'll be monitoring the protest as we would monitor any protest. And our job as the police is there to ensure, believe it or not, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that we're there also to ensure the safety of those demonstrating or those protesting. Because again, we're ensuring their safety while they engage in their First Amendment constitutional rights.
I believe there's conversation about this being over at McKinley Education Center, Chief Hudson. So that's obviously property that's owned by the school district. Where are folks allowed to gather in a situation like that where it's government-owned property?
Well, what we would say is public sidewalks, you know, and we ask that people not block people's walking way. I know it's not necessarily at a time that employees will be leaving, but probably shortly thereafter. But you know, if you want to gather and demonstrate on the sidewalks, that is acceptable. If at any point the school district were to come out and wanted you to ensure that you were not on their property, we would probably have to take some stuff about trying to keep people on the sidewalks. Please stay out of the streets and the roads because traffic is flowing, and on the one side over there, it's a pretty busy street. So we would ask that you just participate in bring your grievance, air your grievances on the public sidewalk.
And obviously, like you said, street, very busy street. We would encourage folks to avoid being on any street, especially a busy one such as that, when school's letting out and traffic starts to increase a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of being safe and being heard. And that's the beauty of the system. And that's our understanding. Again, this is a school issue, but it's our understanding that they're demonstrating against masks or some mandates in the schools, and we believe, it's my understanding, that there are currently 4 schools that have some sort of a mask requirement in place. Some of the schools may have a full mask requirement, and other ones are specific to their classrooms, but those are decisions that are made by the school administration or the administration of that particular school, and I don't want to get into their whys and reasons, but those are the school decisions, and we would believe that the schools are making those decisions for what they perceive as the best possible protection of their students. And the reality is all of our schools and all of our people that work in our schools, whether they're administrators, teachers, janitors, lunch ladies, they care about those kids, and they only want what's the very best for those kids. So it's just a tough decision, and it's a tough choice. We spent a long time in a department head meeting yesterday, and the majority of the meeting was was talking about COVID again and talking about our responses. So it's out there. It's coming back a little bit. And, you know, we just ask everyone to take some sort of precautions to make sure that they're safe. And, you know, with the Pfizer vaccine being approved by the FDA, that, you know, would like people to just to make educated decisions on whether they vaccinate or not, and base it on education and real information, not political hype or rhetoric or just rumors.
And Chief Hudson, how can we as citizens of North Platte help keep you and your staff safe at the North Platte Police Department? I know that we've talked about it before on the program. If we had to have several officers go into isolation or quarantine, or heaven forbid came down with an illness, it's not like we have hundreds just sitting around waiting at the police department.
The department's very short-staffed as we speak today. If we were to have a sizable outbreak, it could be very problematic for us. You know, as we've not required our officers at this point to mask or anything like that, but we are asking our officers, as we did last year, to take precautions to make sure that they're wiping surfaces down and making sure that they, you know, if they can have contact outside, they don't be surprised if an officer asks you to step outside so that they can have their conversation with you in the open air, or at least get some distance and stuff like that. But they've been pretty good about understanding social distancing, understanding the contacts. It might be only one officer that has contact, and then bring in additional officers once we determine what we need. But they will probably give you a little more distance and ask you, you know, just to be patient.
Chief Hudson, I really appreciate you taking some time for us this morning with very short notice on my part, and look forward to seeing you in a few short weeks for our Chat with the Chief. Missed you this month, but look forward to seeing you soon, and I understand that if it works out, you're going to bring in the Deputy Chief with you as well.
That's the plan, that hopefully Deputy Chief Reeves will be joining us, but I think you canceled last time because you were out of town.
Yes, sir.
Starship Galactic Awards for the best news guy in Nebraska or something like that. So congratulations on that. That's a true honor. When I first heard that, I was so excited for you and so proud of you for the work you do every single day and your commitment to our local community and everything that's going on in our community. So nicely done, and again, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. Very much appreciate your kind words. Most importantly, appreciate your friendship and your openness and transparency here on KODY and for the citizens of North Platte.
Perfect. You have a great day, everyone. Stay safe, and remember, if you go out to demonstrate today, please just be respectful and pleasant. It gets a lot further.
Thank you very much, Chief Hudson. Always appreciate it.
Take care, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.